What is up, everybody? Jay is upset. I can tell. He was off between the videos. I seen him go, and he was just cut off.
I was going to talk shit to Bren so damn hard.
The last thing I heard was, God damn it.
I know.
You know why. You know why? Don't you do the sound.
Look, bro, I'm just trying to get us viewers by following the Twitch meta. Okay?
I have noise-canceling headphones. And I will cancel all noise coming out of you if you keep it up.
Oh, shit.
No noises ever again.
So look, welcome bro. Back, look, bro. Everybody.
Don't hate the player. Don't hate the player. Hate the game, all right?
Welcome to Warpoint 2022. No less vicious or retarded than we were in 2021.
Oh, you said the R word. Oh, we're canceled.
if that's what gets us canceled, it'll be a miracle, okay?
Canceled.
What up, Tyler? How you been, buddy?
Hey, so much other shit. What's up, Tyler? All right. So, it's a new year. Same us. Oh,
speaking of which, she's on right now.
We have not really changed anything. It's a new season. If you haven't listened to all of our old stuff on the podcast side of shit, get to it because it will be coming down to make room for the new season.
Season three
of this shit show. Fuckery.
Good. Glad you're chilling.
Never on time. We always have audio backers. Problems.
Yes.
Yeah. We say things we shouldn't. I mean, it's what we do.
We have to delete the VOD.
Yeah. I mean, that brings stuff up, say shit we shouldn't.
It's a fun little hour, an hour and a half.
Because I sip my tea, literally tea.
Yeah. Like, I got can't you, Mama. Have any of that stuff. Hey, Aaron, Mom, what's going on? How you guys doing?
So, it's been a while since we've been on. A little over a month since we've done a show like this, and a little over 3 weeks since we've done any kind of streaming. Well, as a group. Bren, you had one or two streams in between there. Jay, you've had a couple of streams yourself.
Yes.
I have not because I'm slacking. But you guys are killing it.
Well, yeah, hold on. Let's fix up real quick. So, oh, yeah. Let me do that.
But
Bren the Impaler. I like it.
Let's fix something real quick.
Aw. I wasn't trying to do that. I was trying to change your name.
I see how you are. I see it. Just remove me from it.
Because you're Papa Warpoint, so you know Rob Warpoint.
Fair. it feels good to be back, guys.
Yeah, it does. Been a month, mm-hmm. Feels longer, yeah.
We had all the holidays that we went through, you know? We had Christmas and New Year's.
First week in December, and then that was it.
Yeah, I think the 8th was the last date that we went live on the show.
So, yeah, over a month. Oh, currently nice. Making jerky?
Ooh. Awesome.
You're going to send me that, right?
Listen, you've made the shine. Now you're making jerky. Like,
and he's not sharing either.
I know.
Rude ass fuck.
I know.
No, man, you can't be making beef jerky. You need to make deer jerky.
Okay. I'd go for fair. Some deer jerky.
Fair.
All right, so we're going to have a little bit of an extended intro to this because it's been so long.
So much is going on.
It's got some backwoods stuff for Jay. Oh, God. Is that mean you're going to shoot me in woods on Tarkov?
Again. Because if you guys haven't seen it, was it last time when you streamed Tarkov?
Yeah, I streamed Tarkov last Friday or Saturday?
Yeah.
And then I streamed last Tuesday or this Tuesday.
Yesterday.
You mean yesterday?
Well, I'm trying to get the day down. Tuesday is stream day, all right? That's all I'm saying.
So you used copper is what you're saying. The stuff that makes you go blind. Well, that's don't use the copper.
Yeah.
Or is it brass?
No coppers around here.
Yeah, right?
Coppers of any kind. Hear about the Boba Fett? No, but I need to watch that.
I haven't watched the second episode yet. So we'll start this like we normally do. Bren, how was your holiday? How was your new year? What have you been up to? What all did you get? I seen you got some cool shit.
I did. So if you watched, did I put it on Twitter? No, I didn't. I put it on our Facebook and I put it on my Instagram. I went and put a bunch of LED lights in the basement.
As you can see behind them.
Yeah, there's the one in the beam up there. I did do something else, but I haven't fully finished it yet. I took a bunch of the steelbook holders and I lined them up on the beam above the TV.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to put some steelbooks and stuff in there. I want to put a couple screws in just to make sure, because I put a couple command strips.
Yeah.
But if those steelbooks fall and smack my TV, I'm probably going to cry.
So I used 3M double-sided tape on mine.
Yeah.
And I literally had to use WD-40 to dry out the glue to get them off the wall.
Mm.
Like,
Brake Clean would have fixed that.
Yeah, would have fucked the paint up too, but
Brake Clean would dry
everything. You didn't ask for it to be done properly. You just
that's why I used WD. For those that don't know, WD removes water. That's what WD is.
I use Brake Clean to kill out a wasp nest.
Well, yeah,
water displacement.
All right. Anyways, Brent, sorry to interrupt you.
So, anyways, yeah, that we kind of got my daughter VR for Christmas. It's like half hers, half mine. PSVR. Let me tell you.
PSVR 1 or PSVR 2?
Well, 2's not out yet.
Well, yeah, 2's not. Well,
why are you buying the PSVR 1 if the PSVR
because they didn't announce it when you bought it.
I know.
It wasn't announced yet.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we're still back in time. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
Continue. Sorry.
But I'm stepping up to that when that comes out. I'm so geeked for that. So yeah, we got my daughter Beat Saber. She's been loving that. I've been playing it too. Cause they have a couple artists that I listen to. They have Linkin Park, which I didn't get yet. They have Imagine Dragons. What else did my daughter, like? Panic at the Disco and Billie Eilish.
Oh, Aaron, I know. There's only like I'll talk about that here in a second when Brent's off.
Like I said, I'll bring the computer over. We'll do a stream.
Here's the problem with that, Tyler. If I do that and beer and I fall forward and hit my TV, I will cry.
Well, that's why you do that. You set it up in a different room or around the corner from your TV.
Actually, what I could do is if I move here out of the way, you see that steel beam directly on the other side of the microphone?
Yeah, huh?
Well, actually, it's a pole.
Uh-huh. It's where you strip. I got you.
Yeah, you I could also tether myself to that so I don't fall forward.
You see, there's already a hook in the beam.
Well, here I was playing...
Well, you got to go big or go home. Get a walking trackpad.
Yeah.
100% do that.
He's just going to use the old treadmill.
and you always have a buddy in the back or since you have a kid, you could just be like, hey, I'm about to play the VR. Make sure I don't fall into the TV. If I get close.
No, my daughter doesn't care. She's too busy watching videos and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Beat Saber plus beer equals good time. Yeah, I played it the day after my birthday. That's the last time I played Beat Saber.
Yeah, we were supposed to play it for your birthday, and we just
This is my last 20th birthday. I turned 29.
I was playing my 30s,
and it's all downhill. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, turning 30 sucks. Not quite bad as 40 or 50 though. From what I'm told by the older people I work with.
I mean, there's always like every time you hit that next decade, you're like, oh shit, I'm going to be facing a whole new set of problems.
Right.
What was I telling you about a little bit ago? Walking Dead, Saints and Sinners. So yeah. you actually do have to like turn and stuff for that game. And I thought I was swinging my axe. Yeah, I smacked the move controller off my shelf. Yeah.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. I like watching the VR fail videos, like where you watch people like that they just full blown run like into a corner of a wall or
dude,
jump through their TV.
Yeah, my favorite was the kid that was playing the boxing game. As soon as the match started, he leaned forward and started punching and just whacked the shit out of the TV.
One of my favorites is there's this girl and she's like, must be playing like, I don't know, Resident Evil or something. You could see her and she's like, you know, doing like looking around corners and stuff. Then all of a sudden she just turns around and takes like she yells and just turns around and takes off. And there's like a half wall.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, and she just runs full bore into it.
That's her fault. That's her fault.
So,
and Tyler, we will talk about that eventually.
We did. We got my daughter Astrobot Rescue Mission.
Okay.
It's a VR game.
Message me after stream.
They utilize the VR to a point where it's a platformer game, but you are a giant robot following behind Astro.
Nice.
And to navigate some of the levels, you actually do have to like lean forward and look around the wall.
Yeah, I like Astrobot. There was Astrobot, and then there was like this other game that my buddy Zach had that was like it was a puzzle game, and you had to figure out like you had to interact with the map, and you could spin it around and look all close at it like little island. So it was fairly nice.
And then it gets a little cute. He's like this little toddler that you control. Because like he's running around, and if you have to backtrack, when he turns and looks at you, he smiles and waves.
Nice.
He could be he could be 5. He could be like 6. Why does he got to be a toddler? Because he could look at you and go, "I can look at you."
Fine. He's like 4 or 5. Then, my God, you have to be that descriptive of his age.
Yeah, it matters.
Robot lives matter.
Dude, do you remember Chuck Rock for Sega?
No.
Yes.
It was Chuck Rock, son of Chuck. You're like this little baby that ran around in like prehistoric times as like a caveman, and you had to go save your dad.
There were so many different caveman game, little caveman junior games that.
Listen, man. Rob and I rocked the shit out of that game for Genesis. That and Generation X. It was an Aerosmith shooter game.
Oh yeah, that was fun. I had that on Super Nintendo.
Yeah, there was Degeneration X, and then there and like Jungle Strike and Desert Strike.
Oh, Shadow Run. That was another good one. I love that.
And the one I'm talking about is for PlayStation that I just found.
Shadow Run.
Not Shadow Run. The game that I just posted into Warp Point, the Silent Bomber.
Oh yeah.
You actually found it?
Well, I didn't find it. No, but I've been like, I couldn't remember the name of that game, and I've been like looking for it for a long time.
Download an emulator. It's supposed to be one of these character introduction. It's not off topic. It's pretty much what we're talking about.
I haven't. I personally haven't watched Boba Fett yet.
I haven't either.
I haven't even finished Hawkeye.
I haven't watched any of Hawkeye. I heard that there's a lot of stuff that it opens up at the end, and I read into it, and I know what it is.
Oh, yeah?
So.
He's
basically. Well, no, actually, I am, because it sets up more of the Spideyverse.
Ooh.
Because supposedly it deals with Kingpin.
I mean, they said that Daredevil is still going to be that one dude.
See, I can't. I went and saw Spider-Man, but Rob hasn't, so I don't want to talk about it.
I want to see it too, but it's not available on a streaming network yet.
It won't be until like March or April.
I mean, I don't use any type of illegal streaming service to watch TV.
Here's the thing: Sony still technically owns it, so if anything, it'll hit Stars first.
I don't care. I have it all. Just release it somewhere. I'll even pay the $30. Like.
No, I'm not paying $30fucking dollars. You can miss me on that shit. I'll wait.
Listen, where it sucks for me right now is because I'm on the second shift. I don't have 2 hours before work to go and watch it because movie theaters don't start playing the fucking movies till noon. And then by the time I get off, by the time I get to the nearest movie theater, it's 10:30, and they're not playing movies that late.
Tell them you're sick. Take the point. and then go watch a movie.
So when I come up for your birthday, we're gonna go watch the movie.
What?
Huh?
What?
Huh?
What?
Another thing I posted on our Facebook, my wife got me Elgato wave panels. I hung those up. They are. I found one reseller for the blue ones.
Yeah.
He wants $9,000. He wants $160.
Doll hairs.
Plus doll $130 shipping.
You could miss me with that bullshit.
Yeah, right. 100% miss me on that shit.
100.
How did these people on eBay expect to make any money?
We got a good story coming up about that one.
Yeah. Like all the resellers that scalped, that took up all the Final Fantasy 14 collector boxes, you know, the $140 box through Square Enix. It's on eBay for $660.
And 66 cents.
And 66 cents.
Oh, my God. Another thing I got, I picked up a fat PS3 from my local game store.
Don't be insulting the PS3's weight like that.
Bro.
How are you going to be body shaming?
It's thick.
Thick.
With three thick. C's.
With three C's.
In all caps.
And it's thick. Sexy as hell. And it's currently sitting in about 1,000 pieces behind me.
Thick.
Yeah. Here's the thing. It was that dirty.
I like how it posted that in every single one.
Yeah.
Nice. It was that dirty inside. I had to tear it apart.
Ooh. How dirty was it?
She was a dirty girl. That thick girl was dirty.
My wife actually almost jumped.
My wife. Oh, I love it.
Yeah. But other than that, I've been playing Final Fantasy. I got through the story. I got through half the hard content that's out.
It was the way Kelvin Brown says nasty.
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 Let's not talk about football. Let's not talk about football.
No, Family Guy. Cleveland from Family Guy.
Oh, that's nasty.
At least that's how I took it.
Sorry, I saw Cleveland Browns. I went, no, we're not talking about football. I'm disappointed right now.
Hey, at least you didn't finish last in your division.
I got to say, the only problem I have with this VR,
Houston,
other than
Jacksonville,
like, it has, I don't know why people complain about so many cords on the headset. It's two cords that come out into one.
Aaron, you like football.
It's in the front, though, so when I'm playing and I'm moving and I go to swing, sometimes my arm gets caught with the cable. And I try to put it behind me because, you know, flip it back like it's hair that I don't have.
I know the feeling.
But, yeah.
Like how there's a moment of silence there.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, okay. Your turn.
Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Okay. So Christmas wasn't too eventful. Hey, I'm not raging.
Talking about the Colts, you were.
Yeah, like a little bit of an eyebrow arch, like motherfucker. Anyways,
football sucks. It's
tears, a few tears. Shut up. Let me have my joy. Not many things bring me joy.
The Colts didn't. That's for damn sure.
No, but going to Indy after they beat the shit out of the Patriots.
You need to talk to your fiance about that.
What? I did. She was there.
No, I'm talking about making you happy.
She makes me happy.
No, that's what he's saying.
Rude.
That's what he's saying. She's the only one that does.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because we sure as hell won't.
No, she let me lick my wounds in peace. She was like, it's okay. She was like, you want to play video games? And I'm like, yeah.
Rob, I know what you're thinking, and I thought the same thing. She really made him lick himself.
No, it's a metaphor.
She let me lick myself. I was like, what?
How
what?
The hell do you guys say jacked off, but I say lick wounds, and you're like,
It's before you got to the wounds part. It was just, she let me lick.
No, and yeah, that, dude, that was it. You You paused between lick and wounds.
She let me lick my wounds. Wait, what? I was already way too far into fucking... Woo!
That's your dirty ass perverted thoughts.
Oh, man.
Guilty.
Yep.
Oh, that's a good one.
Listen, bro, if you can do it, that's impressive.
If you can't do it...
I'd never leave the house.
Anyways.
Was that grandma's boy that they said that? They were talking about Manson or something. He's like, didn't he have his lower rib removed so he could do that? If I did, could do that, I'd never leave my house.
I'm
clipping that, and I did not pause. I said, lick my wounds, and you inserted that pause.
Well, there was a long enough of a time that I could formulate that in my head.
It was literally a, like, 0.5 seconds. Not even that. It was like a normal flow of a sentence.
Jay, we know you like to lick yourself.
Well, all right. Anyways, I've been gaming on Tarkov and Halo. I've honestly think I'm going to be playing Tarkov a lot more. The Tarkov bug got me, and I like being punished. I got a whole stash full of loot that I'm ready to lose. Stop it! Oh, my ears. They feel wet, and they're not.
That's nasty.
That is nasty. Oh.
So, yeah, Jay, you're back to streaming.
Back to streaming, yeah. Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
All right.
So,
just like my family, I killed that conversation, didn't I?
It's all right.
We didn't kill much.
We keep going.
We do share his length on our pages, and I don't know if it's the right one here.
Really need to make a link tree.
Wait, what? Oh, Jay's link.
Yes, it is the right one. Boom.
I was gonna say, yeah, I used it last night, but unfortunately, I caught him at the end of his stream.
Yeah, it was pissing me off. I had to switch from Streamlabs to OSB. Or yeah, OBS. Well, I'm gonna say OB.
OSB.
ODS. MV3.
ODB. Oh, you know me.
ODB. Yeah, you know me.
That one OBB. Yeah, you know. Okay.
Hey, dirty. Baby, I got money. Don't you worry. So yeah, go check out Jay on Tuesdays, and he will have the Tuesday stream. You know, it'll be the February 2nd of 22 on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And if he goes live at 2:22, just to say fuck off.
Yeah, if I want to. You can
judge. Oh, man.
Is that all you got, Jay? You got any more?
No, that's pretty much it. The Bryn chomping kind of made me lose track of thought.
Chomping, is that what we're calling that? Chomping. I thought it was like
sucking on my cough drop.
Sucking on your cough, like Jay.
Oh. No, Jay wasn't sucking anything. Jay was licking.
Oh yeah, licking, sucking. I mean, it's all the same thing.
Oh my god.
No, it's not. No, it's totally different things.
Anywho.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been doing much myself. I did end up beating Phoenix Immortal Rising. Great game.
Okay.
I got back into 14, started playing a little bit of that.
Dude, how fun is Reaper?
Dude, Reaper is fucking amazing. I'm having a little bit of trouble with all the rotations.
Don't worry. It took me a couple dungeons, but soon I figured out how to weave. So all your moves that build your all your moves that use your blood gauge,
Yeah.
You figure out how to weave them in with your main combo.
So, yes and no. Like, so for if there's one target, there's a certain opener that you use that puts a debuff on them. And you got to do it twice so that they get a 60-second debuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the move that instantly gives you 50 in your blood gauge so that you can use your Reaper avatar. Because that adds a boost to how many souls you get, how fast. And then you do that combo. And then you go into your main combo, which is in the solo is a 3-hit combo. It's like slice something and then something slice. I can't remember, but you do
that. I know a combo.
And with doing it in the way I said it, you only have to do the combo one time and you're back at full and you can run the avatar combo. And then by the time that's done, to get your 50 souls is ready to go again. So you could just do that and run it like. I watched a couple videos on it, and I've been like trying to play it the best way I could.
What level is your Reaper?
73. I know. I don't have everything unlocked yet because at 78, something else opens up at 82, I think.
Oh, dude, I think my Reaper's right around the same level.
I know that they say that at level 80 and level 90, you should redo your combos. And yeah. So I ran the first, I ran the first two story missions for Reaper.
Okay.
That was fun. I like the first two dungeon instances. The first one you fight the Chimera.
Mm.
And the second one you go.
Yeah, in the old Cutter's Cry dungeon.
Yeah. That was pretty fun.
Oh, that sucks. I'm sorry to hear that. I know Jesse, he I don't know why he was flipping out. I didn't even know he was still playing on the PS2.
Well, he got one, but it needed a disc drive, and he was ordering a disc drive, and he was supposed to let me know when it come in, and I was going to replace it. But if you remember, the fat PS2, the disc drive was nothing but a bunch of gears and levers.
Yeah. Did some of the gears break, or did they just need put back together?
I'll take a look at it when... Like, he was supposed to let me know whenever the disc drive came in, and I was going to take care of it, but sometimes you have those nights. So yeah, I've been doing that. I've been playing Forza. There was something else I was playing too. I've been playing, and you guys can make fun of me for this. I've been playing it like Stardew Valley.
I have that. Why didn't you tell me?
I just picked it up like this week.
Hmm.
And yeah, I started playing that. It's one of those games that like I could just like not pay attention and do it like while I'm cooking dinner or something like that. And yeah, I've just been doing, you know, spending family time and stuff. I'm back on that afternoon bullshit shift. So
yeah.
You know, like tonight I made an awesome buffalo chicken naan bread pizza. Dude, it was amazing. Amazing. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I came up with some ideas for the show. We talked about that stuff, revamping all that. I had a pretty good Christmas, good New Year, and yeah, now we're here.
Right?
What'd you get?
I got a whiskey set. So I got two new whiskey glasses. I got the whiskey ice baller. So
okay,
it's like a metal thing that has a silicone tray in it that you fill up with water, and then it pushes the weight onto it as it's freezing so that it creates a perfect ice ball every time.
Mm.
I got some whiskey stones. I got some clothes, that kind of stuff. You got half a bottle of Jack you're going to break into. Nice. And I got clothes. I got a Home Depot gift card. That kind of shit.
It's a dad present right there.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, Home Depot gift card.
Hey, I'm not complaining.
I got a Best Buy gift card.
Listen, there's always a tool I can use or I can need or something we could use on our project. Yeah. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drill bits or router bits or something. But yeah.
Oh.
So I think with that, We're gonna move on to
the news.
Das News.
Das News.
You want to take the first one, seeing as it doesn't necessarily have a link to it, but you wanted to talk about it?
Oh, yes. I found this. Okay, here's the thing. A move like this would have gotten you truly put in jail.
No. The meta.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about it.
I was talking about what you were talking about.
I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a warning screen whenever you rented a movie or watched it something about illegal reproductions and uses. And they just don't see a problem with it. They don't see a problem with it. Mr. Champagne Socialist himself said that that rule.
Jay's words.
Yeah, exactly. I love the words Jay's come up with. That's why I use them. He's a wordsmith. Jay's a wordsmith.
I like to believe I am. Thank you.
He thinks that only new episodes should be protected by these rules and laws. And we are talking about the Twitch meta of the top streamers watching TV shows for streams.
For streams. Like,
that's their content.
Is the TV show.
And I was watching Nick Riccata. Amazon Prime has a watch party thing that you can utilize.
Phoenix, what's up, buddy?
What's up, Phoenix?
Lord, yes.
Now, granted, yes, everybody involved has to have Amazon Prime to be able to use it, but that's fair. You can have a big watch party.
I was going to say, just the person that's broadcasting has to have
Prime. Just the person broadcasting? I was going to say, okay. And there's plenty of good Amazon Prime stuff that you can watch.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to be that lazy about it, at least be smart.
Right.
But Pokimane is watching Avatar The Last Airbender. XQC was watching MasterChef. Like, he was even talking about trying to get Gordon Ramsay on there. Mm-hmm. See, that's what I thought too, Phoenix. Yeah. I thought the viewer had to have Amazon Prime too. Okay. Rob is going to I see his eyes move and he's checking it right now. What else did we have? Hassan was watching. I don't remember what he was watching. But what killed me was XQC was he was talking about getting Gordon Ramsay to like watch him watching his MasterChef or getting Gordon Ramsay and on his thing. I'm like,
you know, and I hope he would straight up go, he's a cunt. That's just what I wish.
Yeah.
No, you have to be a Prime subscriber. You are correct. I was wrong.
Damn it, Rob. You're not supposed to be wrong.
Now, I admit when I'm wrong.
Oh, Gordon Ramsay actually did respond. I hope he tore him apart for it.
He didn't.
No,
he probably brought him on the show. He's like, you know what? I like you.
You're a rebel.
No, he actually asked help to hit. See, told you.
Hmm.
Rich people and famous people love interconnecting. That's why they're rich and famous.
But really, you're making millions of dollars a month off of these people. And the best you can come up with for your streams is watching TV shows and movies. I think if you've hit that level, it's time for you to step away for a little bit.
Well, is it on Prime? Sorry, I got a haircut earlier. So
I don't know.
My ears.
Right. Everyone should be allowed to do it. You're absolutely right.
120%.
But it is in no way transformative. They're not pausing the episodes and talking about it.
Well, and another thing too is like streaming technically isn't against the law. It's the broadcasting portion.
Right.
Yes, that's the illegal distribution part.
Just like music.
But how would it be any different if I put like a little drive-in movie theater in the back of my house?
Are you making money off of it?
That's none of your damn business. So are you, tax man?
Well, that's where the issue comes into play.
Yeah.
I have my i9.
Jesus Christ, Jay.
Bring it on!
Like Rikita said, it's literally taking a videotape from one TV station, taking it over to it, and broadcasting it at your TV station. I'm sorry. We ourselves know dozens of streamers with more talent than that.
Okay, so reading this like response back and forth a little bit between Ramsey and all that.
Well, we're waiting.
I was just reading something else.
Of course you were.
Yeah, I mean, Gordon doesn't really understand like what Twitch is and how it works and everything.
I mean, boomer, whatever.
So like XQC responded, "Hey, I'll give you a free rundown. Call me on my cell phone."
You should call me on my cell phone.
And you know, just shit like that, but Twitch doesn't actually respond to it. Yeah, I don't know. The whole thing is fucked up. Like, what's the difference between, you know, we'll say showing an episode of The Simpsons than me listening to Eminem on stream?
Nothing. That's the point of copyright. Mm-hmm. We don't have to agree with it.
I don't agree with it.
I can bitch about it, though. I mean, the thing
you have to look at it.
People are getting busted for like non-violent offenses in layman's terms. Like, they walked by a fucking fish market that just so happened to be playing a song.
Right.
Now see that I sympathize with the streamer for, because yeah, you can't control the world around you.
Right. If you're doing IRL streams, yeah.
I've literally got to a point where I'm like, I don't care about using music anymore. I mean, for music you can use as like background music for a video, that's one thing. But
yeah, I mean, like streaming, I don't know. It
seems like there's special rules for special people, because I wanted to, if I wanted to listen to music while playing Tarkov, obviously I'd get penalized for that. And like, your video was muted, blah, blah, blah. Which I thought about, like, just doing a speakeasy, like, have my videos deleted, but still have the music in the background.
So, I'm not sure how. DLP. All right, let me know when you're back, Phoenix, because I have something to say about it, too.
What the hell is that?
That I want your thoughts on. So, Aaron, which gimbal did you end up going with? The other one that you said in the tech channel? So, a gimbal is battery-powered. You can put a camera or a phone on it, and basically it'll lock it into place. So you focus it on something, and then you can move all around, but it'll keep the camera.
Oh, like a motors.
Okay. Yeah, it has the motors that keep it. You know, like we won it whenever we were at PAX.
Yeah, you just walking by.
Yeah.
I want one. Then it was called a gimbal, though.
Speaking of which, do we know how ticket sales are going?
I don't know.
Same company. Ooh. Like, I need to get more into tech. I need a better job, though. I need to pay off the bills, really.
No tickets are sold out yet, so.
Yeah, I was just going on their website, too.
I'm just sitting here talking to chat. Hey, guys, how you doing?
The four-day badges are still available.
Saturday single days. Like, Saturday-only badges are the ones that normally sell out real quick, like in a day or two. They've been on sale for, like, a month.
Dude, they're all still available.
Mm-hmm.
You can still buy them.
That looks so pale now. I like this ring light.
Dude, this is hilarious. I knew this was going to happen.
Well, here's the thing, too. The people, like, the expo hall, they don't even have a list of who's coming yet. So you know, nobody. Like their schedule. They don't have anything up on the schedule yet.
Yeah, schedule coming soon.
They don't have anything.
Dude, this sucks. We loved PAX so much. I know we were looking at it through these rose-tinted glasses because it was like our first big expo. because, you know, they had the voice actors for the 7 remake walking around and talking to people. All of our favorite video game publishers were there.
Yeah.
They were doing demos.
And I mean, the pandemic has a lot to do with it. This Omicron variant. What's up, Jesse?
What up?
You know, I wonder if there's people that are just holding off on it because they're totally expecting it to be canceled. Because, I mean, that's kind of where
why waste of time? Plus, you got to be vaccinated. So if you're on the fence about that,
And that's the whole thing. It is a double vax required event.
Yeah, you have to be vaxxed and boosted. Well, you have to have 2 doses of the vaccine, then you have to have the booster after so set amount of time.
Yeah, Daytona 500 sold out. Look at that.
Yeah, where's that at?
Florida.
Wonder why. When we went down to Florida last year on vacation, it was fucking amazing. Nobody wore a mask, and everybody respectably kept their distance.
I know, it's fun. People from Florida are like, you guys are still locked down?
Okay, what? You don't have to be boosted, by the way.
But you have to have both your shots.
Yeah, or just the single shot J&J.
And then you still have to wear a mask.
That's the one with like a 3% efficiency. So
the killer.
Well, we're not
the
we're not
hot gonna, stopper.
Hold on, we're not going to talk too much about this. And get canceled.
Oh,
hit with this program is spreading misinformation. We got to tread lightly, guys.
My personal one's already been hit for that like 5 times.
I'm your fucking PR guy.
Brandy, like literally,
I read the family message. I know how you feel.
Read the what?
The family message. The one you sent. Like,
oh yeah,
that started a fight in your family
for Thanksgiving.
I'm so proud of myself for that one. I'm telling you, dude, it was hours of everybody just talking and laughing and having a good time. I destroyed the whole thing with one line.
30 seconds worth of texting and
done.
We're done here. And the shit went to hell.
Oh,
there
yeah.
was a firefight.
Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brendan, in this situation.
Let's go, Brendan.
We need to make an emote. Let's go, Brendan.
So, Jess, I was Brendan actually just going to...
with a sign that says, let's go.
I was just going to mention you that you went to go tag me in something, and she literally had to, like, look for me. Like, normally it comes up because, you know, we tag each other and stuff a fair amount.
Dude, your whole fucking profile got nuked randomly.
I know. Like, it's so fucking, like, I am on watch lists.
Gotta be.
It's redonkulous.
Redonk.
Oh, it, like, it frustrates me because I know when we went, Rob, you know, I still wasn't fully used to being on camera and talking into a microphone. So I kind of stepped back a little bit. But this time, dude, I was like, all right, nope, I'm going all in. I'm going to get in everyone's face, and I'm asking everyone questions.
You thought.
I thought. And then they're like, double vax. I'm like, fuck, I can't go.
Well, like I said, I think it's going to be canceled anyways. I really do.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said before, look at how they're going to go about it from these company standpoints. Why would you pay for a spot on the floor, pay your staff to go out there, plane tickets, hotel rooms, food and all that, when it's already been proven that you can have just as an effective of a reveal online only?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I honestly think that the way of conventions is coming to an end.
Yeah.
And it's sad. So bad.
It does, because I personally like to be in person. I like to see it. I like to be able to feel it if possible. I like to be able to play.
Definitely killed.
You know, I like to be able to play the game if possible, the demo or the haptic feedback controller or whatever it is. You know, I had no way to expect how the haptic feedback on a PS5 controller felt. I'm trying to think of what game I was recently playing. What game was it?
And even down to something as small that you wouldn't think would be fun. Like when we were at the gate with everybody.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the staff walking around. There was one guy you could play a game with him. I can't remember what it was.
It was like Hangman or Pictionary.
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah. It was Hangman.
Charades. Yeah. There was another guy who was doing charades. You had three
guesses. And then he did a questionnaire if a hot dog was a sandwich or a taco.
Right.
I mean, that is a fair question.
And then they had the beach balls. Everybody was passed around beach balls in line, you know?
Like, mm-hmm.
Oh, and, no worries, Jesse. There's two Jesses in.
Yeah.
Now. Take care. But like I even noticed like a couple people were playing Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
And they turned, started talking to each other. They linked up. They started playing Pokemon together.
Yeah. You know, it's a great environment for that.
They had, they had what? They had a good, I don't know, 600 to 1,000 square foot area of just tables lined up for people to play card games.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I really would love for PAX East to come back with how it was. I can't remember what game I was playing, and it's going to bug me now, but it was like when you ran out of bullets, whenever it's reloading, you can't press the trigger to fire.
Really?
Like, the trigger is stiff as shit. Like, it feels like it's completely frozen. But then once the gun's reloaded, it shoots just like a normal gun. I don't remember what it was. Yeah, I don't remember, but it was fun. Like that, like shit, like that is so immersive and amazing to me. And it'd be so much like if I could feel that in person. You know, I was already sold on the immersiveness of the controller, but if I could feel that in person, like that, even more.
Oh yeah.
And I mean, look, we were supposed to meet up with people, but you know, shit happened, and we were only there for a day. But I mean, you meet up with other people that you don't normally have a chance to meet up with.
Right.
Yeah.
So
there was that big signing wall that one of the indie developers put up.
Uh-huh. We had our sticker up there.
Yeah. One of the support posts, they put four whiteboards around it.
Yeah.
And you could go around and sign it.
People put their, you know, gamer tags, whatever.
Or, what was, Omen. I think it was, or whoever made the big O, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I think it was Omen. I know what you're talking about.
They did the scavenger hunt.
Yeah.
Where you had to go around to all the PC company booths. Yeah. You know, hang out, look at their stuff, talk to them, and they would give you a stamp or a pin.
Oh, Corsair did that too.
Yeah. You mark it off on your list, and when you're done, you got entered into a raffle.
Yeah. And I mean, look at the interaction that we had with the voice actor for Barrett. Literally stood next to us and was just chatting with everybody for a good half an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Demo line. Shaking hands, actually talking to people, doing pictures,
just hanging out. You know, it was amazing. That's the cool shit that you run into at a con.
The voice actress for Aerith, I don't remember her name. She was walking around dressed as Aerith. She has her own YouTube channel and she was walking around doing videos with people. In her flower girl outfit.
It was awesome.
But
yeah,
we're gonna move on because I don't see that Phoenix is back, but we can't hold up the show any longer.
Jay, you want to talk about the next one?
Oh boy, I am excited about this one. Mainly because no one got hurt. So in Canada, of all places, would you believe it, eh?
Eh?
They got robbed for four PS4s.
I thought they were fives.
PS5s. Sorry, I was thinking four PS5s. Okay, that's what I meant to say. But yeah, so they got robbed. Nobody got injured, but they got robbed at gunpoint, which I wonder, you're asking yourself, I thought guns were illegal. Fair point.
So this is how the events went down. I think this was on Reddit. I'm not sure. But somebody said,
hey, I got these PS5s I need to offload. Who wants
them? No.
So the MSRP, I'm still making a profit.
So he had them, and he put something up, and he goes, somebody said, apparently he has another load incoming.
Giggity.
Edit. He was doxxed. Yeah. Edit two. He apparently lives only 38 minutes away from a man that claims he's about to rob him. Results show that the gun, a mask image that he shared, was legitimately taken by him. Edit three. He has shown his GPS. He is currently driving to his house. Edit four. He was robbed and has deleted his Twitter account.
Oh my God.
Here's the thing. Like, I lost all. I shouldn't say all.
All.
Look, here's the thing. When they announced the Halo Infinite version Xboxes, dude, a lot of people were saying they were watching scalpers walk out of Best Buy 10 minutes before the store opened.
Well, I mean, if it's under a set amount, you can just walk out with shit in California.
Yeah.
I mean, look. Here,
I'm taking these. All right. Have a good day, sir. Don't shoot me.
I am all for the free market, but everybody has to have a fair shake at it.
That's why I don't really feel too bad for these fucking people that have four. They're taking four PS5s to a fucking sell spot. That sounds like a setup.
Hold on. You got to zoom that in, buddy. I can't really see that on my phone.
It's a picture of
I don't know how to zoom
with his face all scrunched up. And it says, big company starts pre-orders to something, eBay scalpers. I'll take your entire stock.
Yeah. Oh my God. But you like, really, like,
bro, you never had me.
You never even had me in your car.
Oh, I love this
man.
One.
Van robbed in Toronto. Oh no. Anyways. That's exactly what we're doing too. Scalpers everywhere.
Dude, one of my favorite.
In my boot.
Scalper in my boot.
Dude, one of my favorite ones is still the Scottish comedian.
What do you mean? Fair time report console scalpers on eBay. Careful, he's a hero.
Sony mandating online only PS5 launch.
Scalper bots.
I'm sure you guys remember it.
Well, the scalpers. $500.
The how scalpers feel when no one buys their overpriced tickets. The Scottish comedian, he's like, hey, bro, you still got that? Okay, meet me here at this address. Okay, I'm here. Where are you at?
You know,
I don't see you. He sent him to that comedy club.
Oh, yeah.
That is fucking funny. Like, even more funny. They got robbed at a comedy club.
Oh, did they really?
I don't know. That'd be fucking hilarious because they're a joke.
Well, that last meme didn't even work because retailers don't even have them.
Oh, I think it's funny because I recently talked to somebody at GameStop. And they said that they have a back room full of Xboxes. And they can't hold on to PS5s for longer than a couple hours.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I'm telling you, they just had that console argument not too long ago. Sony made a post and Xbox fanboys were in there. And what was it? They posted a calendar of the full release for Xbox in 1 month. And one guy was like, re-release, 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 re-release.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. They have some good games that came out. Forza 5 is amazing.
Yeah.
Gears of War. Halo. I mean, look at what Halo's doing right now. Don't you even talk about that guy.
Mm-hmm. Did they fix the leveling issue?
In Halo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I know the big complaint was that you had to get achievements to level.
You know, and I mean, yeah, they haven't had a good game in the past couple of years up until now. But I mean, Sea of Thieves, look at how big that fucking is still to this day.
Yeah, well, they updated the fuck out of it.
Fable, bro. I want a new Fable.
It's coming.
Fable would probably be the reason I go get an Xbox.
Yeah, it's coming.
I mean, at this point, you can get an Xbox. You already bought the PS5, and that's the one that's even harder to get. You can get a Series S and technically have a new Xbox.
And like I've been seriously debating that, you know, just to have, because I mean, you can pick up Series S for like $200, I think, is MSRP on them, and it just doesn't have a disc drive, and I'm gonna play everything on Games Pass anyway. So
yeah, you already have Game Pass through PC, so you can just transfer that. See, I thought about it too, but I don't have the money to spend on a console when I could spend that money on guns.
Mm. Yeah. So yeah, the PS5 scalpers got some vigilante justice, and I absolutely love it.
Outlaw justice!
So up next on the docket, and Bren was just talking about it, he picked up the VR1, and January 4th, 8 days ago, Sony comes out at CES, which we'll talk about a little bit too.
Of course, it's called PSVR2.
And drops PSVR2. They didn't change the writing. They didn't change anything. They just added a 2. Same thing they did with the PS5. Didn't change the writing. Just erase 4, add 5.
They don't even have pictures of anything. It's literally an article. That's all it is.
So, and this is coming directly from PlayStation blog.
From Hideki Nishino.
Yes, senior vice president.
Hideki Nishino.
I don't know. We butcher names. It's what we do. Welcome to Warpoint. We are not changing.
I'm gonna Google this.
How to say blah, blah, blah.
Google Translate.
So, based on innovations from PS5, the VR2 adds true next-gen experience with high-fidelity visuals, new sensory features, and advanced tracking, along with a simplified single-cord setup. And as Bren was talking about flipping back his imaginary hair, the single-cord setup might help with that.
Look, okay. I just want a single cord going into the PlayStation.
Another article back in March 2020-21 shows the controller.
So, the visual fidelity, the PSVR2 offers 4K HDR, 110 degree field of view, and foveated rendering. Whatever the fuck that means.
So, here's the controllers.
No. What?
Yes, this is from Sony. Yeah.
Oh. They just look like Oculus controllers.
Yeah, I think we talked about this before, but I think now that the PSVR is becoming more and more of a reality... That's actually going to be what the controller is, at least close to the final design.
And I mean, hey, I'll fucking take it.
Right? I mean, it's a lot better than fucking having a wand.
Yeah. So they will have LED displays, and players can expect a display resolution of 2000 by 2040 per eye, and smooth frame rates of 90 to 120 hertz.
Does that mean 4K because of it being two different eyes?
Yes. Up? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit.
It's going to be so magical.
I don't have a PlayStation 5. My dad has a PlayStation 5. He'll probably end up getting it.
So magical.
Hey, do you remember whenever we were younger and they were like, hey, if you sit this close to the TV, you're going to fuck your eyes up. And now they're like, fuck it, put 4K in their eyes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, in your eye. Oh, you got glasses? 4K.
Oh, this is going... It's going to be great, though.
Hey, man, you got to be careful with that, too, man. Your glasses rub on those VR lens. You'll scratch them up.
That's why you wear contacts.
Contacts, buddy. Contacts.
Some of us can't do contacts.
Why?
I couldn't do it for the longest time. And now
my eye... My eye wouldn't know. My eye won't stay open.
Okay, your eyes are too squinty. Gotcha.
Is that a racial joke?
No, it's a factual joke.
Is it because most Ricans are part Asian?
Dude, I'm Irish, and have you ever seen an Irish with his eyes open?
Listen, Jay, your eyes are squinty for another reason, all right? Just shut up.
Squinty. Irish people are squinty because of... Three different reasons.
All because you're a ginger and you have no soul.
Yeah. All right. My eyebrows have the light in them. I've never seen a sober Irishman. There you go. That's the three reasons.
So the head-based controller tracking, with inside-out tracking. PSVR2 tracks you and your controller through integrated cameras embedded in the VR headset. Your movements and the direction you look at are reflected in the game without the need for an external camera. So all that bullshit we had to go through at your place, Jay, to set that up, we won't have to go through again.
Yeah.
Oh, thank Jess, Lord.
Jess, do you not remember our graduation rehearsal, the school bus ride? I think it was you and Sarah. One of you had to literally pry my eye open, and the other one had to put the contact in, because anytime a finger got close to my eyes, it shut.
The PSVR 2.
It sucks.
Sense technology combines eye tracking, headset feedback, 3D audio, and innovative PSVR 2 Sense controller to create an incredibly deep feeling of immersion. Headset feedback is a new sensory feature that amplifies the sensations of in-game actions from the player. It's created by a single built-in motor with vibrations that add an intelligent tactile element, bringing players closer to the gameplay experience. That was 17 years ago. I don't know what day it is. Yeah. For example, gamers can feel a character's elevated pulse during tense moments, the rush of objects passing close to the player's head, or the thrust of a vehicle as the character speeds forward. Additionally, PS5's Tempest 3D audio tech makes sounds in the player's surrounding come alive, adding to this new level of immersion. God, I feel like I've been drinking. Jesus.
Have you been?
No, but I should be.
Fair.
I got beer in the fridge. Eye tracking with PSVR 2 detects the motion of your eyes, so a simple look in a direction can create an additional input for the game character. This allows players to interact more intuitively in new and lifelike ways, allowing for a heightened emotion response and enhanced expression that provides a new level of realism in gaming. Combined with the haptic feedback and adaptive triggers from the PSVR 2 Sense controllers, players are enabled to feel and interact with games in a much more visceral way. And they also put out the Horizon Zero Dawn Call of the Mountain VR game.
Yeah. Did you? They didn't show off anything as far as gameplay wise with that. I honestly I don't even know why they showed it off, considering that, you know, unless you're watching YouTube in VR, which I know is possible for some videos, you're not makes no difference.
All right. So there are not different levels to the new PS5 headset, right?
What do you mean?
Like, didn't the PS4 have, like, the regular and then the pro headset and then the gold or some shit?
You mean the audio?
The headsets.
Yeah.
There was, like, three different tiers or something?
Yeah.
Did the PS5 isn't doing that, right, as far as we know?
No.
Okay.
which is why you don't need the separate built-in game audio file, which is just agitating to all hell with the PS4 system, because one set of headphones had one set of games, another set of headphones had a different set of games.
So what do you think this is going to launch at price-wise?
Here's the thing. People are thinking it's going to be expensive, you know, having the 4K cameras and the eye tracking inside the headset. But Sony themselves have come out and said that it's not going to cost as much as you think.
Like, so what do you think?
$200?
You're thinking... Huh? You're thinking $200?
Two to three.
No, hell no.
I bet it's $200. I'm going to say $200.
I'm going to say $350.
You can maybe pick up $400. You could pick up an Oculus for $200. I mean, that's the one that doesn't have any real memory. I think it has like 64 gigs of memory or something. But so you could pick up an Oculus Quest 2 for $300 with 128 gig. What's the other one? The Oculus has like one or two of them.
Well, they have
the Rift.
I think the Quest. Oh, you're thinking the Rift and the Quest, because I know there's two different.
No, okay, the
Quest
Rift
twos
is $80. That's not what I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
I know that I seen one that was like $200. But it's looking like they're $300, and there's one for $250. I bet it's going to be $200. They don't have to put any storage into it because the storage is already coming from the PlayStation.
Yeah, everything's being signaled by the PlayStation. Hardware-wise, yeah, there's there's no actual, like, your computing is still done from the actual console itself.
Right.
Question will be, will it need a separate VR box like the PSVR does now?
I don't think it does. A different, like a breakout box.
I'm going to say $350 just because of what they're offering. They're offering so much more than what's out there now.
Yes and no.
Plus, like I was telling you, I don't want to say it's a definite science, but they figured out how to alleviate a lot of the motion sickness for people that aren't, for the people that don't live in the VR gaming like other people do.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. It'll send it's not an electrical impulse. It's more of a vibration that mimics an electrical impulse close to your ears that mimics a signal that helps with your balancing.
Okay. So yeah, the Oculus Quest is $299. There's also a 256 gigabyte that's $399. That was a mistype. The Quest has a little bit lower of a resolution. It comes with a pair of touch controllers. But it's completely wireless and doesn't require a PC.
Yeah.
Because you can store the games right on it. But the one thing that it does, you have to have a Facebook account. And that's what gets me right there.
I don't like that at all. Like, here's the thing. It's going to use 4 built-in cameras for the eye tracking.
Yeah, 2 on each side. 1 inside, 1 outside.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have a motion sensor. Oh, yeah, it does. 6-axis motion sensor. There's 4 cameras on the Quest. You're going to have to get the headset, though. Like, you're going to have to get a Sony headset.
I have these ones here.
I know, I'm just saying. The Quest has built-in audio.
Oh, corded. The Quest is optional.
I don't know. Yeah,
really, only the Valve Index has a bigger field of view.
That was the other one I was thinking of.
I'm looking at a chart IGN posted.
Yeah, I had seen that.
They're all, well, Oculus and Valve are using LCDs when really, dude, PlayStation's been using OLED in their stuff for years. Like what's that handheld one I have? Vita.
Yeah.
My Vita has an OLED display. PSVR 2 is the only one that has eye tracking, but the headphone jack corded. Yes.
You are getting rumble feedback. There's no need for storage space. We don't know about battery life. There shouldn't be because of the Type-C. Yeah, I don't know. I still think 200.
You're thinking 200? What about you, Jay?
About 2 to 3.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to take 350 then.
So you guys heard it here. Let us know in the comments what your opinions are. Like Jess did, she said 250 to 350. But let us know what you guys think, where it's going to play out at.
If you don't see the comments on Twitch, it's because they're on Facebook.
Right.
I
could pop them up on screen.
Boom.
I mean, really, CES, I mean, if I'm going to play the, what's his name? The creator of Gears of War 5. Listen, if you guys really want us to dive into CES 2022, I mean, maybe if you know.
That wasn't Gears 5. He was the creator of Gears 1 through 3.
Nobody likes the blue side.
What blue side? Oh, Facebook side.
No.
We're trying to get everything off the ground, okay?
Here's the thing. CES is a lot to go over. Unless you want to go into the boring details of all the TVs.
Everything from back massagers.
Oh, my God. Dual marital aid / neck massager.
So, if you've watched for a long time, and I still have the video, so I could pull it up.
You're talking about those? What?
Yeah, we did. From CES, in 2019, and the company Tyler,
a lot of people were upset with Gears 5.
Back and neck massager, yeah.
No, believe me, it's doing more than just neck and back.
Whoa.
But yeah, I mean,
Samsung. Sharon, why is the back of your neck all sticky?
Somebody making fish.
Quit taking my jokes. I said that before show.
Yeah, I mean, there's some pretty cool, like, smart glasses that, you know, have, like, cameras in them and also have screens inside. Yeah,
the AR stuff.
well, no, like... This one is just, like, pretty much like the headset. Like, it's... They look like sunglasses, but they have, like, a video screen in them.
Okay. Well, like, they aren't...
They aren't... Here's TCL's second-gen version of its Nextwear Air wearable. Aren't AI glasses a la Google Glass, but they let you view anything from your smartphone through a dual 1080 micro OLED embedded in the lenses via USB-C cable. It replicates the effect of having a 140-inch screen in your face.
So once again, back to Rob's comment of, don't sit so close to the TV, you'll burn your eyes out.
Here, we're going to put this shit right in your face.
I mean, they've already surpassed OLED. They're now coming out with these quantum dot TVs. Dude, I wouldn't even know how to explain it. You have to look it up.
Basically, they want to come out with little LCD tablets so that there's no longer sticky notes. They're just LCD tablets. wireless speakers. AMD's budget-friendly 6500 XT 1060 killer. That's what they labeled it, was a 1060 killer. Like, bruh, 1060 is 15 years old. Jay's like, fuck you, it's not that old. That's what I'm running.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Ooh, you're announcing graphics cards that nobody's going to be able to get their hands on.
Well, this here, you don't get 4K, you don't get ray tracing, you get 1080 graphics on relatively high settings and closer to like 90, although most games will probably max out at 60 FPS. So, there's a lot of stuff on wearables, digital pepper spray.
What?
Yeah, it's, I just read it. I'm trying to figure it out myself.
Excuse me. Baking powder.
Saber's pepper spray gets a digital upgrade. It's a new smart pepper spray app. If you spray it, an alert is sent to your chosen contacts with your exact location. That way, you don't have to worry about anything except fumbling with the canister and getting yourself to safety.
No, here's the thing. If a guy's going to attack a woman, I want his eyes to burn.
No. All it does is whenever it sprays, it sends a text message to your contacts, your contact of choice,
to let them know. No. Hey, I heard what you said. So it is still a can of pepper spray?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure that was still.
Yeah, still a can of pepper spray.
No. If some guy's going to do that, let it burn.
Dell puts out a new monitor, 4K, with a 4K HDR Sony webcam built into it. Samsung's making wash machines, dishwashers, and other home appliances. Asus has a foldable tablet that's a touchscreen. Google makes your devices play together. Ring can now detect broken glass. Oral-B continues to fill out its I.O. Smart Touch toothbrush lines. And then the very next one is the Dame.
Oh, the Dame.
Oh, no, the Dame is... Oh, Chicken, you're good, buddy. The Dame is the maker.
Hey!
Chicken! How you doing, bud?
The Dame is the maker of the comm wand. I can't believe they fucking named it that. They actually named it the comm wand.
That's amazing.
Oh,
like
my God.
Jay said, Rob, you're making it dirty.
Yeah.
How can you not? How can you not? It is a sex toy. Oh. And yeah, it goes on and it talks about this is probably the best. I can't even. Oh, and then I go,
Jesus.
And I don't even skip a beat. Like, the next thing is from L'Oreal and it's hair dye stuff.
Dude, I've been having issues like that too. It's all based on your internet. If your Wi-Fi is having any issues or your phone's having any issues.
Yeah. How are you not making that dirty? Asking for a friend.
We can make just about anything dirty here.
No, she said, how are you not?
Because we're trying to be professional.
Wand. The calm wand.
Because we got it out before the show started, honestly.
I just want to know how they go from Oral-B's electric toothbrush to the calm wand to the L'Oreal color sonic hair dyer. Like, it's all like just right there, boom. You know, shit that should be in a woman's bathroom. Like, what?
Like, if you think about it, right? So she's got the wand to finish because, you know, she didn't. And then she's got to brush her mouth out. She's got the toothbrush while she dyes her hair. Boom.
Multitasking.
Women love that.
Then there's more shit about laptops and more shit about home appliances. There's a company that's making cases for phones that add buttons for gamers. New drone shit. Anchor is releasing more phone chargers and a webcam. Yay!
Just use audio only.
Yeah, I mean, that's half the time I have to fucking do it when I'm at work. It sucks.
Hey, I appreciate it. You hear all those shout-outs. Shout out, Rob.
Yeah.
He was there on time, unlike Bren.
What?
Yeah, you weren't on time.
Always got to come at me.
Always got to.
Tapo, TP-Link, Tapo, brings Tapo line to U.S. It's a 2K C220 pan and tilt camera with a lens that can be physically hidden behind a shutter.
And a Care Bear. Hello, this is NSA Bear.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, God.
We made fun of him too much.
I know. Now he's going to go cry. Yeah. Yeah. Get rid of him. He's gone. No more Bren. You only have us.
And then there was a bunch of other, like, uneventful shit. There's stuff about ovens from Panasonic. Leveno ThinkPads with webcams and better chips.
Are they just going through everything, like, women want?
Right. Panasonic partners with Steam for compact VR glasses called the Shift Alls. You know, they're only $1,000.
There's a new AMD graphics card, but good luck getting it.
Same TV. Your choice of OS. So apparently, this year's models will come with the option for either Android or Roku, allowing you to choose which two operating systems you prefer. And it also plans to release a 98-inch QLED, although it'll be $8,000.
$1,000.
There's the Obi-Wan Samsung portable projector. It's $1,000.
Right.
For a 1080 projector.
We're in the future. I love it.
And then we're back to floors and floor cleaners. Like vacuum. You know, a $900 vacuum. An NFT Samsung app. Samsung TVs will now support NFT art. So you can look at your investment in all the 4K. I like chicken.
My sprint shows up to yours, Jay. Yeah, right. Hey, wait.
Wait, what did I do?
You didn't show off the chickens.
I missed chicken's stream because I didn't have prior knowledge of when it was going to be. And I was asleep by the time he started it.
I'm in everybody's stream. Always.
Always.
I'm the watcher.
Wow, that's actually not too bad. I'm going through this list.
Rob's a creeper.
And the Chevy 2024 EV pickup.
Yeah, yeah.
That actually looks pretty badass. You want me to share it?
But it only has a 400-mile range. I still can't get down with that.
That's 400-mile range. That's not bad.
Yeah, dude, you know most cars are 400 miles to a tank.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the difference. It takes me 30 seconds to fill up my tank. It takes me 8 hours to fill up my battery.
If you have a if you have like one of those like slow trickle chargers while you sleep.
Yeah.
Jay. So I drive to your house.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any electric vehicles?
No, but we have a Tesla charger station at Myers. We can go there and hang out in the fucking truck.
No, probably not, because you use the Tesla one, you have to sign up for Tesla service on top of Chevy service.
Well,
it's all kinds of bullshit. That's my only bitch about it right now. A 400 mile range isn't.
Eventually, they're going to end up regulating it to the point where you have to use any charging station, because they're trying to push this EV vehicle shit really hard.
Oh, I agree.
I was going to say, Kia already.
And to be honest, like it says, it's see the WT, which is like about 40 grand, which I mean,
which is the work truck. That's the work truck.
No, yeah, the work truck. The first edition is like 105 grand.
Yeah.
But yeah, the work truck still has a towing capacity of like 8,000 pounds. That's not bad for an electric vehicle. I mean, it looks pretty sharp, to be honest. I like it. I need a truck.
Oh no, don't get me wrong. I do like the idea of it. I'm all for the eventual use of electric vehicles.
But we got to figure out how we get the electricity in the first place. And most people don't want to have an electric or a nuclear power plant in their backyard. I'd 100% work at a nuclear power plant. You know how much money you'd be making?
I do. I used to make shit for nuclear power plants.
Yeah, it's like $80 an hour.
Yeah.
So what if I turn green and start turning into the Incredible Hulk?
So yeah, I mean,
Jay's having a Chernobyl reenactment.
It's Chernobyl in my pants every day, baby. Meltdown.
The radiation's gone to his head.
Yeah. Well, listen, the technology is there to reduce charging times. Kia has already started utilizing it.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's there. But
they have what it is they turn the transmission into a step up generator. So the power that comes in to charge the battery, half of it is actually going to the transmission to turn it into a turbine. And they're seeing they can fully charge one of the new Kia EV vehicles in like 20 minutes.
You just have to. So you're going to be making motion. That motion is going to cause energy. You have to figure out how to harness that energy.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the theoretical problem is. That's hybrids have that regenerative braking, and that right there's enough.
Well, and there's a lot that goes into that, too, with the transformation of DC to AC. And the actual power loss that you get in the conversion. Like I watched a video on this because that was my original question is why can't you just put like basically alternators attached to a drive line? You know, that, you know, now you have something on your axle that spins an alternator that would recharge your battery. But what it comes down to is the way that it has to be changed over and the actual power loss that you get.
You have to have that initial generation of energy, which is what the engine does. And that's why, like, when your battery is low in a hybrid, your engine will kick on to transfer some of that power from the battery into the engine because batteries don't have a capacity.
Oh, yeah.
Batteries aren't unlimited. They have a capacity they reach, and they have a capacity that they discharge.
Yeah. No worries.
Night, Jess. Love you, too.
Hope you feel better.
The problem with regenerative braking, Jay, is for people like you out in the Midwest, it's just you look out and you see nothing but flat land.
Okay, look, don't be talking shit about my flat land.
I love it. I'm not.
It's actually fairly peaceful.
I will say, though, as coming from somebody that's lived in hills for all my life, like when you start getting
curvy
out there.
Curvy-ass fucking roads. Our roads make no fucking sense.
Listen, you get halfway through Ohio, and they are straight and flat, and it's just like, where the fuck am I? This is fucking weird. There's no mountains. I don't feel right. This is fucking...
You throw on some Don Heater heavy metal and just let it go and dun, 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 and then just cruise.
No, so you throw on some cyberpunk shit and you just go.
Well, we don't have rice vehicles like you, okay?
Yeah, listen, Jay, believe me.
You drive living a fucking here, Subaru!
Yeah, but here, it's not right out.
Here in the mountains, bro, it's like wear and tear on our cars just going to the grocery store.
Same here, but did you put coilovers on yours?
Yeah, see, there he goes. There he goes. He's hiding his shame. No, I'm not hiding my shame at all. I'm pissed off. And hey, at least I just didn't put like lowering springs on it. Cut the springs. That's riced out. It's just cutting springs.
Yeah, cut the springs and it's OEM.
Roll out your fenders so you can put stance life.
Just make sure you fucking like weld the spring after you cut it. That way you have some sort of like compression. It doesn't just fly off.
No. See, that's why you just cut from the bottom and then you just take the bottom off.
Yeah. I mean, I had a broken spring. I thought my whole car was misfiring. I drove it like 100 fucking miles back to Indiana or Richmond from Fort Wayne.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, all kinds of shit coming from CES.
including us talking a lot of shit from about CES.
Yeah.
But on top of so we got news in the world of gaming.
Yeah, we got a little bit of news. Riot will now pay employees 25% of their salary to quit if they aren't convinced by its new direction.
That's funny. Should be 50%.
So, Riot Games will pay any employee 25% of their annual salary if they quit now. Where applicable, employees who accept the offer will receive 3 months of
subsidized, use your words, enunciation.
Enunciation.
Shut up with your random Pittsburgh accent. It's like a mixture of fucking, like, Italian, Irish, Dutch.
Listen, Jay, Rob is getting real jacked off at you right now.
I bet he is.
You forgot Polish, man.
How could I forget about those people and their lovely sausages? Yeah,
sausage.
But they'll get their health benefits and won't forfeit any upcoming
LGBT.
No, but it should be.
Bryn, Rob, what?
Sausages.
It's okay if you know.
Daddy, would you like some sausage? Daddy, would you like some sausages?
Riot isn't trying to cut costs by thinning out its headcount.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
Jay loves
Rob sausages.
Hey, listen, man. I'm thinking something happened between those two when they were at Jay's house for his birthday party.
We just cuddled. Shut up. You're jealous.
Right?
I am jealous. I didn't even get an invite.
You're always invited. You just can't take long car rides. You're like a damn dog.
Leave me in my back alone, okay?
No, it's not that. Like, I'm worried about you throwing up in the car now.
Well, see, I was going to say we could go out, you know, because I'm going to come out for your birthday and Brent can come too. But no, he can't because he's like,
give him some horse tranquilizers. Who's the big spoon? That's a ridiculous question. We switched.
We rolled over, yeah.
Yeah.
Depends on who was playing on what direction.
Who does it? I mean, what?
we were being poked by our wives every hour, like, get the fuck up.
Like, no. We're comfortable.
First it'd be Rob's wife, then it'd be mine, and it was Rob's wife, then it was mine. Swear.
There you go. You two in the middle, the wives on the end. And every now and again, you just roll, hold each other, and hold your wives.
I feel like I'm getting a lot of elbows, and I'm not down on that one.
Why? Because you'll think it's a mosh pit?
Yes. So instinct will kick in, and I'll just be like, crowd kill the entire bed.
Yeah, it's an elbow.
Good on you, mate.
What are you talking about? That's just my flashlight.
I get scared at night. So Riot is saying that this is so that the team buys into its 5-year plan. And they have a thing about their 5-year plan, and it's confusing and doesn't make a lot of sense.
Don't die.
Your plan.
Don't die.
That eventually transpires into a 20-year plan, with benefits and a 401k.
What the hell movie was that from, Brent? What's his 5-year plan? Don't die.
Oh, Big Daddy.
Was that?
Yeah.
He's got old balls.
But yeah, so basically, if you don't agree with their 5-year plan, they're paying their employees 3 months of pay and everything else.
and everything else. Their 401k.
The buyout program for Ryan employees who want to leave already existed in a more limited form called Q Dodge. It allowed recent Riot hires who aren't gelling with the job to walk away with 10% of their annual salary up to $25,000. For January, Riot is temporarily increasing the payout and expanding it to all employees, whether or not they were recently hired. I mean, good on them, honestly, though.
Yeah, I mean, I like this move because here's the thing. Eventually, like, things have to get back to normal.
Well, and here's the thing with it, too. So, basically, Riot saying, hey, look, here's our plan. Here's what we're going to be doing for the next 5 years. And if you don't like it, go find another job. We'll give you your 3 months of your salary to go find another job. That's 4 months of salary, a quarter. No, three.
No, yeah. It's three.
Yeah, my math is bad. Okay, Pittsburgh Public. Yeah, fucked up. Anyways.
No, bro. You got even worse, bro. That's McKee Sport.
Hey. Out of the frying pan, into the fire. It's all the same. Okay. One hood to the next. That's all it was. I moved to the next hood over. Literally. So I honestly think that, you know, it's nice for them to be like, hey, we'll give you so much money of your money to walk away if you don't agree with the company. What this also does is if you're like, you know what, I don't like the culture here, a la Activision Blizzard, or I don't like this shit here, I'm going to leave. And you're still going to get your money. You're still going to get some of your 401k, your healthcare, that kind of stuff. So you're not just starting fresh. You know, you still have some of your shit carrying over.
Yeah. It's not all that bad.
Apparently Blizzard used to do that, but there's no details on how much it was or anything like that.
NDAs are a bitch.
And it's also, as of recently, Riot reached a $100 million settlement agreement to conclude against gender discrimination lawsuits filed in 2018.
Yeah, it is. It's done. Riot's over. Nah, no. Just kidding. They're good. They don't care.
So, yeah, I think that this is good on Riot to be able to be like, hey, if you don't like where we're going, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Now, I wonder what the agreements like of this are. Is that, like, if you go somewhere else, you're not welcome back here?
Yeah, as long as they don't do something shady, like, you know, start spreading, you know.
Don't go to Activision Blizzard, though.
Yeah.
Hydrate.
Oh, man, I can't hydrate. I finished my water.
My last of my tea.
There you go. Rob took a double drink for me.
I am out of tea. I'm out of Gatorade, so I'll have to go get another drink.
Right.
So the last thing that I kind of want to talk about, because this is near and dear to my heart, Sony's newly acquired Fire Sprite Studio has taken over the Twisted Metal project.
Ooh.
And the Motorstorm director has been hired in. And I love Motorstorm. That was the destruction from the Motorstorm games. Oh no, out of liquids.
Oh no. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh no, out liquids. I like that too.
So early on it was the studio Lucid, which had done Destruction All-Stars, which we've seen how big of a flop that was.
Yeah.
Had ceased development on Twisted Metal. And we now understand that Fire Sprite, which was acquired by Sony mid last year, is the developer that has taken over the Twisted Metal project. They didn't give any clear indication on why the move happened. It is of interesting note that Lucid and Fire Sprite are located barely 15 minutes from each other in Liverpool. And there's evidence of the staff moving from Lucid over to Fire Sprite.
Hmm.
It's probably all the good programmers and all the people that knew what the hell they were doing.
And it's also been spotted that Matt Southern, the director of various MotorStorm games and the original pitcher for Drive Club, has left his role as lead game director at Lucid to take on the same role at Fire Sprite. It's unclear if Southern is working on Lucid's Twisted Metal project or if he's working on the franchise at his new employer. Fire Sprite has multiple projects in production, including the newly announced VR2 game, Horizon Call of the Mount. So, yeah, we're getting, like, the Twisted Metal still moving forward, which I'm excited for because I fucking love Twisted Metal.
Yeah. Oh, right. Dude, that was, if you were a PlayStation household, that was like your party game that started fights,
right?
You could just turn on each other. It was fun.
And we also do know that the Twisted Metal TV show is still happening.
Is it really?
And, oh yeah. And we know that Anthony Mackie is starring in it. So yeah, I can't wait for that. I'm curious to see how it's going to play out.
I'm curious to see what the story's going to be.
So it's pretty close to like the original story.
I mean, is this going to be some prequel stuff or?
So Twisted Metal is a high octane action comedy based on an original take by Deadpool. Deadpool scribes Rhett Reese and Paul Wernick about a motor mouthed outsider offered a chance at a better life. If only if he can successfully deliver a mysterious package across a post-apocalyptic wasteland. With the help of a trigger-happy car thief, he'll face savage marauder drivers driving vehicles of destruction and other dangers of the open road, including a deranged clown who drives an all-too-familiar ice cream truck.
Hey, I think I know who that is.
Anthony Mackie will play John Doe, who is a smart-assed milkman who talks as fast as he drives with no memory of his past. He gets a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to make his wish of finding community come true, but only if he can survive an onslaught of savage vehicular combat.
Ooh.
Cobra Kai writer Michael Jonathan Smith will write an executive producer.
Hey, Arrow. How
you doing, and executive
Arrow, producer what's up?
The series. What up, man? Reese and Wernick are attached to executive produce. Will Arnett and Mark Foreman, through their production company, Electric Avenue, will executive produce along with Peter Principato.
Hmm.
So, yeah, there's all kinds of shit. It looks like it's going to be a really good one. I'm curious to see how all these game shows are going to play out.
Hopefully good. Stretch.
Nice. Oh. Because we have, there's still, a Master Chief series coming. Twisted Metal.
Well, not only that, we have a movie coming next month, Uncharted.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the cheer, buddy.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. And Tyler, I know you said your house is neutral. But it's fun when you're a PlayStation fanboy like me and you refuse to concede about PC Master Race because people get all bent about it.
No.
It's funny.
We just think you're wrong and it's funny.
Huh?
We said, no, it's fine. We just think you're wrong and it's funny.
No. I still don't have PC. Yeah. I just have this little dinky laptop. That's all I got.
I got a nice PC.
Get one. He said, "Sup, sluts."
Yeah.
Well, he missed the sex toy talk earlier.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he did.
The comrade or the com
oh so
camaraderie.
Oh so.
I'm sorry. It's the com wand.
The com wand.
The com wand.
Oh God, yeah. Yeah.
That doubles as a neck and back massager.
Yeah, sure it does.
It does. It fucking does.
Well, listen, like Robin Williams said, you get a stand for that thing, you can put a little lampshade on it. Yeah. So your mother never knows.
That's hilarious.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how to I really feel. I'm just gonna have to watch, yeah, if I get a chance to. Uncharted.
Yeah.
I don't really have high hopes for it, to be completely honest.
You shouldn't.
And I mean, I like Tom Holland, I like Marky Mark, but I don't know. It just doesn't seem like it's gonna be that great.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping to be proved wrong because that is one of Sony's IPs. And that's the thing. Like, it just seems like Sony is really pushing this right now. You have the Twisted Metal series coming. You have the Last of Us series coming. You have the Uncharted movie coming. I don't even know what else they're working on, but I know we've talked other series that they're working on, too.
I think there's more. I think there has been more talk of a Monster Hunter movie.
We had a Monster Hunter movie. How can I forget about that? With Mila Jovovich.
Ugh.
You don't like Jovovich?
No.
Mm.
I'm a fan.
I like Jovovich. I thought she did a really good... I thought she was really good in Underworld. Or not Underworld, Resident Evil.
Yeah. Mm. Those are two steelbooks I picked up yesterday or the other day at Best Buy.
Go fucking figure. Brent picking up steelbooks.
All right.
Well, my buddy at work, he was like, hey, they got two of the Valhalla collector's editions down at Best Buy. I was like, no, the fuck they don't. Shut up. He's like, yeah, dude, I'm telling you, I was down there. I saw it. I was like, all right, I'll go down after work and look. I go down. It's the Assassin's Creed Valhalla Best Buy exclusive figure.
Oh.
Of the main character just standing there.
Yeah. Well, so is it the male or the female?
Male.
Because it goes either way.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Giggity.
I'm glad you picked up on that, James.
Yeah, it goes either way, like you two.
Brent's just mad. Like, you hear the resentment in there?
Oh, so my much God, resentment. Stop it. So I was like, all right, while I'm down here, I might as well hit the movie section. Because, you know, Best Buy, they started doing these little carts on the end where all their overflow movies. I picked up the first Underworld and Resident Evil steelbooks.
Nice.
Pretty cool looking. Hold on.
Oh my God. Now he's got to get him.
Oh my God. Here we go.
Of course. Shouldn't have got him started.
So the Resident Evil one's not that great. It just has the dog on it. The Underworld one is some pretty cool art stuff.
See, nice. Get
that in there.
Yeah.
It's like comic book style.
Yeah.
I like it. Hell yeah, dude.
I'm kind of sad they didn't dive deeper into the whole Michael part of the story with it.
I always liked the Underworld movies. They were all really good. But yeah, I think that's all I got. You guys got anything else?
No, I think I'm good.
Mm-mm.
Well, then on that note, remember, you can find us live every Wednesday, 8 p.m.-ish, because we never start on time.
Right.
On, as I'm now dubbing them, the Big Three. Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. The Big Three.
The Big Three.
You can also find us on all major podcast services. They normally go up like a couple days after the show. Gives me time to edit and all that. Links to all of our socials are provided in the descriptions on Facebook and YouTube. And right here on this link tree, if you're... fucking post in Twitch,
and I'm working on my link tree and working on more YouTube content.
And I was going to say, we got Jay that is streaming every Tuesday.
Well, that's
we got Bren that is streaming every Monday. And then we got this show on Wednesdays, and then my ass will be in there somewhere.
So I'm stepping up to Dark Souls 3.
Okay.
I gotta get into a little bit faster combat. Gotta get ready for that Elden Ring.
End of next month. Which when that comes in, we'll have a video of us unboxing the collector's edition for that.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing our gaming together sessions, whether it's all three of us or just two of us or something. We haven't really decided how we're going to do that just yet.
Oh yeah, because Jay's gonna want to do duos of Apex with me.
Well, that's only thing.
I mean, I do, but time.
I'm just messing with you, dude.
So yeah, I mean, we can figure out. We'll be figuring out something for that. So yeah, I mean, we'll be Warp Point itself on the page. We'll be having 3 to 4 streams a week, and then Jay will be doing his individual on his page, which, like I said, is right here.
Just, you know, Twitch_JDarkness.
And that will be in the descriptions as well. It is not currently, but it will be because I'm an idiot and didn't put it in there.
Oh, shit.
But yes, thank you guys for watching, listening to us ramble, because it's what we do. We took 4 topics and turned them into a 2-hour show.
Right. Yeah.
Check out the socials. Hit that like, subscribe, share, follow buttons. That's the biggest thing you can do to support us. Again, thank you, Arrow, for the cheer. We love it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
It means the world to us. Thank you all for liking, following, subscribing, sharing, and doing all that other happy dappy bullshit. As always, guys, we'll catch y'all at the Warp Point.
Peace.